Welcome to the Green Chain Walk. Do you need a break from busy city life? Well, I don't personally. But you probably want to get away from the traffic, the noise and the stress. Then walk the South East London Green Chain. It's a breath of fresh air. This extensive and intricate network should provide you many happy days of walking through the dozens of woodlands and open spaces. So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
Green Chain Walk, Section 7, Oxley's Wood to Middle Park, with Avery Hill Park, a distance of 4.5 miles, which takes just over 2 hours. The South East London Green Chain is a series of nearly 300 open spaces, which includes some of the finest landscapes in South East London. The pioneering Green Chain Walk is a 50-mile network of footpaths linking together many of the Green Chain open spaces. The walk is divided into 12 sections. We hope you enjoy the greener side of South East London.
From old woodlands to a winter garden. This walk begins at the Green Chain major signpost where the path enters Shepherdsley Wood at the junction of Welling Way and Rochester Way. Follow the marker posts through the wood until you reach a Green Chain major signpost. Here the routes divide. You need to turn left and continue straight on through Shepherdsley Wood. Follow the path to rejoin Rochester Way and turn right over the railway bridge. Falconwood Station is opposite. Turn right along Ryfield Road.
The name of Ryfield Road reflects the earlier agricultural use of the area. One monument of interest shows a figure dressed in flying gear, commemorating an airman killed in 1938. The crematorium, built in 1956, includes a remembrance chapel, which is a tiny version of Liverpool's Roman Catholic Cathedral.
Next, go over the Rochester Way Relief Road and follow Ryfield Road down the hill. Shortly before the school entrance, turn right down a path opposite a cul-de-sac between numbers 71A and 73 Ryfield Road, which quickly widens out to form a leafy lane.
Gravel Pit Lane winds an ancient course down the hill to the site of Eltham's windmill. It is named after the extensive gravel extraction which took place in the area in the mid-19th century. Further along the lane is a nature study centre which works with many local schools.
Continue down Gravel Pit Lane to reach Bexley Road. A short diversion to the left along Bexley Road leads to Avery Hill Mansion.
Opposite the Nature Study Centre, an old milestone marks a point of 7 miles from Dartford and 9 from London, the obliterated benchmark being 217 feet above sea level. Colonel North, who made a fortune speculating in Chilean nitrates, diverted the road in 1889 to allow for the building of a 50-room, red-brick, Italianate house. Enlarging an existing building, the designer, T.E. Cutler, provided the most luxurious mansion, replete with marble staircases, picture galleries, sculpture, winter garden, and every possible convenience. Even the stables were originally panelled in teak and centrally heated. The winter garden, which is 100 feet square, is the best surviving example in London of such a steel and glass Victorian extravaganza. Today the mansion is used by the University of Greenwich.
From a winter garden to a bird sanctuary and a nature reserve. Cross Bexley Road and take the path opposite through Pippenhall Meadows and around the horse grazing land to emerge into Avery Hill Park.
This 86-acre park was opened to the public in 1903. It has a wide range of recreational and sport facilities. The park was formerly attached to Colonel North's mansion, and in it, he hoped to breed racehorses to rival the neighbouring Middle Park stud.
Follow the marker posts across the grass to reach the Green Chain Major signpost. The walk connects here with the Shuttle Riverway, a signposted footpath leading eastwards to Hall Place at Bexley, 5¾ miles. At Hall Place, the Shuttle Riverway connects with the Cray Riverway footpath leading back to the Thames at Crayford Ness, 5½ miles. Leaflets are available from Bexley Council. Continue straight on to follow the marker posts along the field boundary and bear right to enter a narrow footpath between playing fields.
The sports ground to the right of the footpath is used by Charlton Athletic Football Club as a training ground. Just off Avery Hill Road to the north is the site of the former Stanley Works, the famous instrument and tool makers. In 1940, a high explosive bomb badly damaged a compass shop, and in 1945, a V2 rocket demolished a whole wing, causing £30,000 of damage.
Follow the footpath between the playing fields, emerging into Sparrows Lane. Continue along Sparrows Lane to its end and turn right to follow Avery Hill Road. Continue along Avery Hill Road, across the railway bridge, and cross Foots Cray Road into Southwood Road.
New Eltham Station, previously called Pope Street Station, was completed in 1878 and was intended to be a luxurious station for first-class season ticket holders.
Continue along Southwood Road, turn right immediately and after the public library to enter Southwood Park. Walk through the gardens, turn right and follow the marker posts around the perimeter of the playing field back to the pavilion. Leave the park by the access road to reach Southwood Road again. Turn right along Southwood Road and right again into Parkview Road. Follow Parkview Road around to the end and cross Green Lane into Broad Lawn. At the end of Green Lane, enter Fairyhill Park and follow the marker post to leave by Crossmead.
Fairy Hill takes its name from Fairy Hall, a residence built in the 18th century near this site for Henry, Earl Bathurst, when he was Lord High Chancellor of England.
Continue to the end of Crossmead. Mottingham Station is opposite. Turn right into Court Road. Cross the railway and immediately turn right into the Tarn.
The Tarn is a delightful haven centred on a small natural lake surrounded by woodland and gardens. Originally, the lake was called Starbucks Pond, but the name Tarn was in use by 1903. Today the Tarn is home to many different types of wildlife and plants, and one third of the park is a bird sanctuary. Writers have speculated that in the past, the Tarn was stocked with fish to supply 15th century banquets at Eltham Palace, since, apart from the moat itself, this would have been the nearest stretch of water. As you leave the park, notice the ice wall in the northwest corner. The ice wall dates from about 1760. Its purpose was to preserve blocks of ice cut from the lake in winter for use in the warmer spring weather by the inhabitants of Eltham Lodge, now the clubhouse of the Royal Blackheath Golf Course. Basically, a brick-lined hole in damp ground, it works the same way as a vacuum flask, by insulating in the cold and excluding the warmth.
Follow the marker posts around the lake, crossing the footbridge, and leave by the gate opposite Middle Park Avenue. Leaving the Tarn, cross Court Road, using the traffic island, and walk down Middle Park Avenue. Just before the allotments, turn right through the Kissing Gate and follow the path through the wildlife area.
The open land to the right of Middle Park Avenue, used for horse grazing, forms part of the crown land surrounding Eltham Palace. The nature area, through which the park passes, is designed as a natural environment to encourage plant and animal life and contains a small pond.
Bear left to emerge through another gate into Middle Park public open space. Continue along the path to reach King John's Walk. Here, you'll join the route from Eltham Park North, Section 6. Congratulations, you have completed the walk. Now you can either turn right towards Eltham Palace or left to Mottingham Lane and beyond.